Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper. Distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
But I think I wish that I knew that it was okay for me to not get this right. When it's happening, you feel like you failed. Things cannot continue to be perfect.
What's up? Yo, yo, your girl Lauren here. I'm here at the Momference filming a live podcast of That's When Mama. This conference is so dope. We're in DC. The theme this year is nourishment. How many moms out there are malnourished? Do you feel like you're filling your cup? Do you feel like you hydrated? Did you remember to drink your water today? I got all of that for you this week. Come on.
Welcome, y'all. We are live at the Momference in DC. I got my girl, Dr. Amber Thornton, back for round two of the podcast. Dr. Amber Thornton was on season one. That was one of my highest performing episodes.
Oh.
I think it's because all of us are feeling like we're a hot mess. It was about self-regulation and regulating ourselves to regulate our children. And I think that's what a lot of parents are identifying with these days.
Because it's honest.
It's honest.
Real.
Wrote a whole book about it.
Everyone's talking about
girl,
it.
Bye.
It's honest,
it's
you know?
Honest. So I want to talk about something you recently posted. It was about how older children. Tell us a little bit more about that post because I feel like it's going a little viral and it's something that I think a lot of parents can relate to.
Oh, sure. So I actually saw someone, I think it was probably originally a TikTok.
Yes.
And it was, and it was a guy looking at his older brother and thinking he doesn't have an older sibling to look up to.
Mm.
And it resonated with me because I'm the oldest daughter in my family. Mm-hmm. I have a younger brother. And so I always feel like I carry that feeling of what it was like to be an older sibling or an oldest daughter. And it was hard.
It was hard. Girl, I feel like there is something to be said about oldest child, right?
Mm-hmm.
A millennial oldest child, because it was different growing up back when we grew up, girl. And also being a woman, like the gender, I think, plays a role too.
For sure.
Because I was the oldest daughter.
Absolutely.
And the oldest. And it just feels like there was so much weight put on me, so many expectations that I don't know if the younger siblings got.
Right.
But yeah, what did you stitch and say with it? What was the reaction?
So when I stitched it, I basically said this resonated with me. One, because I know what that feels like to be the oldest and have so much to carry. But as a mom now, I'm thinking about my children and specifically my oldest, who is a boy. I do think that gender makes a difference. But he too is very responsible. He cares for his little sister so much. And I'm often thinking about what can I do to make sure that he also is supported.
Yes.
Because I think we miss that. And you know, part of it is normal with our older children. We do rely on them to, you know, help out. Help guide, you know, fold the laundry, whatever it might be. But we also really need to remember that they still need a different type of guidance. And it made me think of that.
Yes, I love that too, because I do think as parents, at least I'm guilty of this. I am very much harder on my oldest.
Oh, sure.
Like my expectations are, and he's older. Again, he is 10 years older. I expect more from a 14-year-old than I do a 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
However, just like my patience, like if he does something wrong or is going through a challenge, I think I'm less compassionate at times. I'm like, boy, get it together. We got to do this. There's just like this anxiousness or rushness. I don't even know that comes with my oldest. And I have to check myself because I'm like, no, he is a child and he needs like love too. And there's so much stress that he has too, being like an older sibling to the younger ones, because they look up to him. They need things from him. And I feel like we forget all the things that an oldest can have.
Yep, definitely.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
You think about, I want to go to one of the topics that you're so versed in and a wonderful book on it. Y'all need to get it. I'll link it in the show notes. But around self-regulation and how we as parents, I think being an older child, since there were so many things like put on me, I don't know if I regulate myself and my emotions when I'm parenting my oldest. Is that hit? Like, what do you think about that? What does Dr. Amber Thornton think about that?
Yes, that's what I think about it. Yes, because again, personally, I experienced that as well. But what I have found in working with parents and, you know, mothers with that first child, we try to figure it out.
Yes.
Like, it's all an experiment with that first one. And then after your second or your third, it's still a new experience, but you have a little bit more understanding, compassion, you know, you have a little bit more in terms of what's in my toolkit. But with that first one, you don't know. You're figuring it out with your oldest. And so that is very true. I think there's a lot of very new experiences that we have with our oldest siblings or our oldest children that we have never had before. And so these novel experiences bring up these emotions that we have to learn how to do in the moment.
Exactly.
And so that is why that's happening. It feels like it's harder to regulate with your oldest because you're carrying all this newness of what it means to do this for the very first time.
100%. Yeah, it's like a new experience and you don't know what you don't know. And I'm thinking about this here now at the Mom Friends. This is a wonderful community of mothers that come together to build community, to fill their cup, to learn different resources, because we don't know what we don't know and learn from others. What's something that you wish that you knew before becoming a mom? I'm sure there's a lot, but if you had to pick one thing to give advice for people who might be listening.
Yeah. Wow. There is so much, but I think I wish that I knew that it was okay for me to not get this right.
Yes.
And I think you know that, but in the moment when it's happening, you feel like you failed or you're going to ruin your child. I hear that a lot. And I wish that I knew more about the process of becoming a parent or becoming a mother and how there's going to be mistakes made and imperfections, and that is also part of the process.
Exactly.
That is what helps to build the relationship. That is what helps to give you material to practice your emotional skills and tools. Yes. Things cannot continue to be perfect. There's going to be upsets and imperfections and mistakes. And that is just as important as the joyful, beautiful parts too.
Yes. And there are so many joyful and beautiful parts too. But I think like we understood that we might not get it right, but I think I underestimated how it would feel and how big I would think the wrongs were. They weren't that wrong. I feel like I'm feeling right. But I think understanding that it's the process and we're all getting it wrong, y'all.
Yeah.
We're not getting, nobody's getting it perfectly right. And
nobody.
That is part of motherhood. And if you're questioning if you're getting it right, you're a really good mom. Like, that's the first step, in my opinion.
I agree.
All right, my Scorpio sister,
thank
you for joining me today, y'all. Tune in for another couple interviews while we're at the Mom Friends in DC. Check it out. Peace.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall Credit Card Bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.